This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abel, welcome everyone. Chavdal et Amud Beis. Hanitan ala shivcha, literally someone who is suspected, Rashi says. He's suspected on having relations with a maidservant. Now, literally, nitan means he's carrying. It means he's carrying a rumor. Vinishtachara. Now, you're not allowed to live with a shivcha. Shivcha is like a goya. And then, lo and behold, right after these rumors, she's freed. So, something's rotten in Denmark, you know? Oy alaves kechavim, or someone suspected of having relations with a goya of an esgaira, and then all of a sudden she converted. Harezelayichnas, you're not allowed to marry her. Now we're going to see the Gemara on the Havamino thinks that the reason you're not allowed to marry her is because it gives suspicion to the fact that she only converted for the sake of marriage. So it's fueling the contention that her geros was for an ulterior motive. Ultimately, the Gemara is going to say that the reason you can't marry her is because you're fueling the rumors that in fact you were doing something improper with her beforehand. Harei zeh lo yichnas, you're not allowed to take her in. V'im kanas, and if you did marry her, ein moitzin miyada, you don't have to divorce her. Hanitan al eishes ish, someone who's suspected of eishes ish, v'hoitziyua mitachas yadai, and because of the rumors that you lived with this married woman, Bezdin took her out of her husband, because now she's usher to her husband, because we know that if a woman is unfaithful to her husband, her husband has to divorce her. So Bezdin told the husband, you know, you have to divorce her. Afal pisha kanas yoitzi. So now, even if you marry her, you got to divorce her. We're going to learn because if in fact we made her leave her husband, that means she's aser medaraisa to the husband. So if she's aser medaraisa to the husband, she is aser medaraisa to the boyal. And therefore, if she's aser medaraisa to the boyal, he has to divorce her. So, afal pi shekanas yotzi, even though he married her, he has to divorce her. So there's a difference between someone who's suspected of a shivcha, avez kechavim, and a shtachra, and a zgaira, where l'chachila you're not to marry them, and if you did, you don't have to divorce them, and someone suspected with eishes ish, where l'chachila you're not to marry her, and if you do, you have to divorce her. Says the Gemara, that implies someone who's suspected on avedas kechavim, and she converted, so you can't marry her. Hagiyores miyahava, but she is a convert. Even though clearly she did not convert for Judaism, because she converted to marry you, nevertheless, it's a good geiros. Just we don't let you marry her. But if she converted, and clearly that's the reason she's converting, that it's a good, we say it's a good conversion, or a mini. But we're going to ask a stira. If a man converts for a woman, or a woman who converts for a man, or someone who converted for the table of kings, let's say he wanted to benefit from Jewish royalty, because of the powerful slaves of Shloima, einam gerim. They're not gerim, they're rim nechemia, meaning if somebody convert for ulterior motives, it is not a good geirus. Right? So, how could the Mishnah say that if somebody was suspected of doing something improper with a Gentile and then she converts, you're not to marry her, but that implies the conversion is good, but Reb Nechemya holds that such a geirus is not a geirus. Reb Nechemya would say, Echad geirei arayos, whether people converted because of lions, for example, kutim, that it says in Sefer Malachim, Vayishlach Hashem Bohem es arayos, God sent the lions against them, v'nisgayru, and they converted, Kedach Siv Hasam Begala Shomron, V'yachad gerei chaloimos, or somebody who was coerced by a master of dreams to convert. Not sure if he ever had the experience, but the bal chaloimos, they could be very convincing. So, by the way, where in Chazal do we find bal chaloimos? What?
Yosef,
yeah? Oh, I don't mean the pasuk. That's there, it means bal chaloimos. Here he knew how to interpret dreams. But where do we find that there's a concept like an angel who bal chaloimos here means a heavenly angel that could come to you and coerce you? Vayagidu l'mardechai es divrei Esther. Vayagidu l'mardechai, the Gemara Megillah says, bal chaloimos higidloi. Okay. And v'yachod geirei Mordechai v'Esther, einom geirim, or those who convert in times of Mordechai v'Esther, right? V'rabim me'ame arts mesiahadim. All those converts are not good converts because they all did so because of the power and prestige and the intimidation of the Jewish people. Einom geirim arches garbiz manazah. No, you cannot be a ger until you convert nowadays. Frekdi Gemara, Bizman Azasagidaitach, you're only a ger if you convert nowadays. And anyone who converted before nowadays is not a ger. Certainly, there are many gerim before nowadays. What about Rashi says, Nevozradin? It's very interesting that of all the gerim in the world, Rashi says, what do you mean there were gerim before? What about Nevozradin? Like, I mean, what, Nevozradin is the only ger? Certainly there are many gerim before Nevozradin. Why is Rashi pulling Nevozradin out of a hat? What about Unklus HaGer? What about Shmaya Vav Talioin? What about... Hi, look in the Maratz Chiyos. He says, the Gemara in Gittin says Nevozradin was Megayer himself. Meaning, he did it on his own. That's a clear case where there was no intimidation. He was in full power. He was the Roman executioner. So that's just a classic case where there's no ulterior motive. So that is the opinion of Nehemiah. So that's against the Mishnah, because the Mishnah seems to say that we don't let the Gioris marry the guy who she's suspected of doing something improper with, but her Gioris is a good Gioris. But Reb Nehemiah says it's not. Says, we learned on the teaching of Reb Nehemiah that Reb Yitzchak said that the Yitzchak, the son of Shmuel, the son of Marsa, said the name of Rav, halacha kedivrei Omer kulam gerim heim. The halacha is like the opinion that holds they are gerim, that someone who converts for ulterior motive is considered a good ger. So we don't, basically, for all intents and purposes, we don't hold of, we don't hold like Reb Nehemiah. Now, says the Gemara, Ihachi if so, lechadchila nami. If really the geros for ulterior motives is a good geros, then why can't you marry the woman lechadchila? So Tosfos is bothered. What is the Ihachi? In my yeshiva, they emphasize that whenever the Gemara says Ihachi, you have to be clear why this question was only a question now and was not a question previously. In other words, what do you mean Ihachi l'charchila nami? If so, then why couldn't you marry the Gioris l'charchila? Isn't that a question the whole time? Why would you not be allowed to marry the Gioris l'charchila? If b'di'eved, it's a good marriage, why couldn't you marry her l'charchila? So Tosfos points out, Bishlama, if a geiros for ulterior motives is like a questionable geiros, then I understand, l'charchila, you're not a marrier, but it's not bad enough that once you marry her, you have to divorce her. But now that we're saying that geiros for ulterior motives is a good geiros, then why, l'charchila, you're not a marrier? Says the Gemara, Mishum d'Rav Asi, it's because of what Rav Asi said. Dam Rav Asi, Hoser Mimcha Akshos Peh. Remove from you twisted mouth, the lazus svasayim, and foreign tongue. Meaning, one should try to avoid rumors of impropriety. So, if you marry the woman who you're suspected of acting improperly with, it fuels those rumors, and one is obligated to do whatever they can not to give credibility to suspicious rumors about themselves.
Is this the source why Sfardim don't accept Gerim from this Brisa?
Why would this be?
Because they say we don't really, from here on out, we don't do any.
Oh, you mean why Sfardim don't marry Gerim?
I don't think it's my.
You mean they don't accept Gerim?
They don't convert Gentiles to Judaism. There's no.
Oh, really?
But
I know one of the communities. Thank you.
They don't make Gerim even, or they don't marry into Gerim.
No. They don't make them. That means there's no Beis Din in the Syrian community. That, like, if let's say you're a guy and you walked up to the Syrian Beis Din and says, I want to become a Yid and I want to be a Syrian Jew, there's good benefits to being a Syrian Jew. they say we don't do it. They mean, it's B'Shem Oifen.
Once you become a Jew.
They won't get an Aliyah. They won't give them an Aliyah.
I hear.
Not just by the Syrians.
I guess more research needs to be done.
I don't know. Maybe they're suspicious. Look, we don't hold like Reb Nechemya. But okay. Tan Rabbanan, in Mekablin Gerim Limais HaMashiach. When Mashiach comes, we don't accept Gerim. So, no bad. You can't jump on the bandwagon. You want to be a Jew? Anyone out there want to be a Jew? Now's the time. But in a few days, right after the elections, hopefully, we'll no more Gerim. Kiyot Sibai, similarly, like Kibbul Gerim Levi Meidov Levi Meishlom. When the Jews were at the peak of their power, they did not accept Gerim, not in the times of King David, not in the times of Solomon. Amar Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer said, Maikra, what pasuk bears this out? This is a pasuk in Yeshaya. Hein gar yagur efes me oisi migarita chalayich yipayal. Hein gar yagur. Hein yagur, gar yagur. You know what? Someone have a chumash on them? Is that this week's Haftarah? Lama soymar yakoy v'saged Yisrael nistara darchi me Hashem elakai. If it is, we could write like a whole article to Daf HaShavua about the Hashgacha Pratis of... Okay, Alan, you're in charge of that one, okay? So, but the pasuk says like this. Hein gar. You want to be a... Hein gar? You want to be a ger? Yagur efes me oisi. Convert when I'm not around. God says, no?
This week is Perek Lamed, Yeshaya Perek Lamed to... Perek Mem to Perek Mem Aleph.
No. Okay. So never mind. Cut the no article. Okay. But Hein Gar, Yagur, someone who wants to convert Efes Me'ayis without me. Mi Gar Itach, one who converts with you, Alayich Yipayel. Look at Rashi. Hein Gar, Habolis, Gayer, Yagur, Efes Me'ayis. Convert without me, but oid she'en ani imachum, when I'm not with you, yisgayar, dehainu bezman hazeh. Why? Mi gar ita chalayach ipo, mi gar itcha ba'ani yosecha. One who converts with you in your state of poverty, kashar amarta, as you said, Rashash changes it, kashar amarti, alayach ipo will fall with you to oilam abba. He will be in your shir in oilam abba. Fine. But at any other time, when the Jews are in good times, that's not a good time to convert. So clearly the best time to convert is when? The best time to convert is when things are not doing so well for us. Okay.
Is this why Hashem wasn't happy for Moshe to take the heir of Rav?
Possibly. Look, there's a Shaila. There might not have been any Jews then. Right? There were no Jews. This is before the Torah was given. If you say that Judaism began from the time of Avram Avinu in this week's Parsha, like Targum Munkla says, V'esa nefesh asher asu b'charan Anashaya de Shabidul Iraisa. So then there were Yidden, and then they were somewhat converts, and there was a questionable conversion. Others say there was no Kedushas Yisrael yet. Okay, so the end of the Mishnah said, Hanitan al Eish Hasish, someone who suspected on an Eish Hasish, v'haitziyuha, and then her husband had to divorce her. So someone who's suspected on living with a married woman, and then she had to divorce her husband, then you cannot marry her. Amar Rav. Rav said Uba Edim. This whole Maisa is talking about where we have Edim that she committed the act, and that's the reason why she had to divorce her husband. And that's why you can't marry her, because Echad Lebal, the Echad Lebayo, you're the adulterer. So we have testimony that you lived with her. So the same way she had to divorce her husband because she was a Saita, the Nistaravi Nitma, Echad Lebal, the Echad Lebayo. That if a woman is an adulterer with Edom, she cannot live with the adulterer. You know what Rav Sheshes had to say about Rav? Amar Rav Sheshes, Amina, I say, Ki Nayim Vishach of Rav, Amar Lahashmaita. Rav must have taught this when he was dozing off and sleeping. There's no other way to explain how Rav can make such an empty statement. Because how could Rav say that we're talking about a situation where there are Edim? The Tanya, because we learned in a Braisa. Hanitan al Eish Hasish, someone who suspected Eish Hasish, v'hoitziyuha, and then the husband divorced her, al yaday, v'nisgarsha, and then she married someone else, mitachas yidei acher, she was divorced from someone else, imkanas, if you married her, lo yoytz, you don't have to divorce her. You hear the story? In this case, a woman was married, she was suspected of adultery. She then left her first husband. She married another guy, and he divorced her. And now the guy who she was originally suspected of having adultery with, he wants to marry her, so the halacha is, he doesn't have to divorce her. Imkanas layoitzi. Hei chidami. Ideika edim. If there are witnesses that say that saw her have adultery while she was married, then ki asa acher va'afseke l'kala. Then when the middle guy comes and he sort of puts the matter to rest, he quiets the rumors. Otherwise, what's the purpose of telling us that in the interim someone else married her? What that accomplishes is it silences the rumors, because here someone else married her and it wasn't even the guy who she was suspected of being with. So if they're edim, then who cares if someone comes and interrupts the call? May hava. At the end of the day, the guy who wants to marry her, he is he's the bayal, so he would have to divorce her. Echad lebal v'echad lebayal. Who cares? Someone else came in the interim. El alav. It must be if we're saying that he doesn't have to divorce her. Deleka edim. There are no edim. Now the reason why he doesn't have to divorce her, the time of the Asrach, Rav Sigal, the reason he doesn't have to divorce her is because a guy came in the middle and he interrupted the coil. But that's Mashma, if a guy did not come in the middle, then he would have to divorce her. That's not like Rav. Rav says you only have to divorce her if they're Edim. And here it says the only reason you don't have to divorce her is because there was someone else in the middle. But if there was no one else in the middle, you would have to divorce her. And don't say they're Edim here, because if they're Edim, then you would have to divorce her even though somebody did marry her in the interim. So we have a raya from here, not like Rav. Rav says you only have to divorce her if they're Edim, and here we see if they're no Edim, you have to divorce her. Amar lecha, Rav would say to you as follows. Hu adin diafagav delo yasa achav afsakei lekala. The truth is, he says, you wouldn't have to divorce her even if the guy did not come and put the matter to rest. You still wouldn't have to divorce her. You only have to divorce her if they're Edim. If you still would not have to divorce her even though the guy did not come and put the matter to rest, you would still not have to divorce her. Then why do we say a smaller chiddush that he only doesn't have to divorce her because he put the matter to rest? The reason why we picked a case where a guy came in middle and married her and then divorced her is the chiddush is the afagav the asa achav afsegal kol. Even though another guy came and put the matter to rest, still lechatchila you can't marry this woman. Not to say that if he wouldn't have come, you would have had a divorcer. The point is, even though he did come, still lechatchila you're not to marry her. Lechatchila lo yichnais. So therefore, Rav remains standing. Now, Rav is of the opinion that you only have to divorce a woman who you were suspected of living with her while she was married to a man when there are edim that you were the one who lived with her. But if there are no edim that you were the one who lived with her, then you do not have to divorce her. Good?
I mean, from the Mishnah, it sounds like nitan means a rumor. If there are edim, then it's more than just a rumor. Then it's shibada. It's edus. It's edus. It's a vada. And the ratio of the Mishnah uses the same lashon. It says they both say hanitan. So are we saying that the ratio of the Mishnah also refers to edim? It's the same lashon in the ratio and the same for the Mishnah.
Good kasha.
We have to look at the Rashi.
Yeah. So
what's the difference between this and a saita?
What?
If by a sota you have edim that how's this different than a sota? Like if you have edim that come along, did they see the act or did they?
So pashup shad is they saw the act, but the truth is it would apply even if they didn't see the act. If you have edim, let's say that he warned her, and you have one aid that they went into seclusion, he would also have to divorce her.
But you still have to answer why is it a rumor, because it's a vada.
You still have to answer what?
Why are they using the term, it's a rumor, if it's a vada, if you have two aidim that, if two aidim saw the act, then for sure it's a vada. If they just saw her going into a room, then it's not a vada, but then she's a sota.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a whole different law.
Right. Okay, so again, so the kasha is, why would the Mishnah call it nitan, Alisha says, according to Rav, that it's talking about we have edos. Okay, so in terms of it being incorrect, it could mean there were rumors and then edim substantiated them. Which I think that's what Rashi says. Rashi basically says that. Look at Rashi, the very mask of edim. Hadetnan yoytzi zeh hachashod shekansa kagan shabo edim al kol rishain shera'u shezinsa imai. Rashi's sort of stooping into the Mishnah. It's still nitan because the edim came along and they confirmed the rumor. The question though is, then the rumor is really irrelevant. Why did the Mishnah, you know, we understand how you fit it into the Mishnah, but why would the Mishnah say nitan? The Mishnah should have been clear. Okay, let's proceed. So right now, Rav is still good. Rav is saying that you only have to divorce her if they're edim. Meisei. Bamedvar mamurim. When do you have to divorce a woman if you marry her? After rumors, kishein labanim, if you didn't have kids with her, avayesh labanim lam loytetze. If you have children with her, you don't divorce her. Now, what's the scenario over here? Edim or no edim? Clearly, no edim. Because if they're edim, then even if you have children, you would have to divorce them. Bo edei tuma, if edei tuma come, afil yesh lo kama banim tetze. So here we have a brice explicitly that you must divorce the woman even though there are no edim. Because if it says, when do you have to divorce? When there are no children. If there are children, then you don't have to divorce her. But this is talking about where there are no edim. So it's saying when there are no edim, you still have to divorce her. So how's Rav going to explain this? Rav Mukila, the answer is you misunderstood Rav. That which Rav said, that the Mishnah that says you have to divorce her is talking about edim, it's because in the Mishnah we're talking about where they're kids. Rav Mukilam Zim, Biyeshla Banim, and since they're Banim, Biyeshla Edim, there have to be edim. So the question is, which birdie told Rav that the Mishnah is talking about that they had kids, so that he has to say they're also edim? Say they're no kids and they're no edim. Umay Duch Gei de Rav. So right now, basically, we're saying Rav agrees that if there are no kids and there are no edim, you don't have to divorce her. You only have to divorce her when they're Edim, the only reason Rav had to say that they're Edim is because they're kids. Why was Rav pressured to establish the Mishnah where they're kids and they're Edim? The time of the Ika Edim Mafkinan. The reason you have to divorce is because they're Edim Vileka Edim if they're no Edim Lay Mafkinan. Lukma B'Shein Labanim. Say the Mishnah is talking about with there are no kids, and Afagav Deleka Edim, and you have to divorce her. So Rava says, I'll explain to you why Rav had to read the Mishnah that way, that they're kids and therefore they're Edim. Amar Rava Masnisin Kashise. Rav is bothered by the language of the Mishnah. My area the Tani Hoitsiyuha. Why does the Mishnah say they removed her? Which implies Bezdin. Lisni Hoitsiya, if there are no Edim, just say he divorced her. Why does it say they made him divorce her? That implies somebody made the husband divorce her. Mayur did Tani Hoitsiya, Lisni Hoitsiya, he took her out. Ela kol hoitziyua bevezden. Whenever it says hoitziyua, it means in bezden. Ubezden beedim udamafki. And bezden is only causes her to cause him to divorce her with edim. Okay, so the bottom line is, according to the first answer, in fact, Rav holds that you only, that if there are no edim, you still have to divorce her if there are no kids. The reason why Rav said the Mishnah is talking about where there are Edim is because the Mishnah is talking about where there are kids, and the reason why Rav read the Mishnah that way is the Lashon of Hoitziyuha. Or the Gemara says, we could go back to our original premise, that Rav Taka holds you only have to divorce a woman if there are Edim, and if there are no Edim, you don't have to divorce her. The Braisa says that you have to divorce her even if there are no Edim. The Braisa goes like a different sheet that goes like Rebbe. The Boisei Mahani Masnisa, the Braisa, Rebbe. The Tanya, Rebbe is of the opinion that anytime there's strong suspicions, you have to divorce the woman. What's the case? Roichel, a perfume salesman. Yoitse, you come home one night and the perfume salesman is walking out the front door. The Isha Chageres Basinar, and the woman is putting on her undergarments. So that's pretty indicative, something improper happened. Amar Rebbe, Hoyle Mechura Adova Teitze. Since it's disgusting, it's something dirty here, you have to divorce her. Either no Edim, no, you got to divorce her. Roik Lamala Menakila, they had canopy beds. There was spittle on the underside of the canopy bed. You come home, the perfume salesman is leaving, and you see spittle on the inside of the top of the canopy bed. That means somebody's been using that area. It had to have been someone who was lying down, Rashi says. Pun of Lamala. So she must have... She must have spat B'shas Tashmish, Rashi says. Amar Rebbe Hol Mechara Dover Teitzei. Since it's disgusting, he has to divorce her. You come home, the perfume salesman's walking out of the house, and you see overturned shoes under the bed. So the Gemara asks, why don't you just see whose shoes they are? And that we'll see Bezus Hashem next time. Okay, Rabbi Say? See everybody. You can join us tomorrow night, 8:30. Or tomorrow, 5 o'clock for Talmud Avayra, or anytime. You're always welcome. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, Shkoyach, have a good night. Kol Tov. Oh, Michael, you got it also. Great, thank you. Thank you, thank you. How'd you get it? Miami. What?
They made it to Miami.
Made it to Miami, fantastic.
And to Pasek.
And to Pasek. Who's Pasek? Binyamin?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.